I don't think Sudan pulled out from the summit between the African Union and the European Union, but Sudan is going to be represented by the Minister of Foreign Affairs. But if I understand your question well, I think the African Union and the European Union summit tomorrow and after tomorrow in Libya is very important, discussing about investment, development, peace and security, and other issues pertaining to the continent and the cooperation between the two institutions. And I think this is very important to be jeopardized by one person, and given that the European Union also is one of the principal supporters of the International Criminal Court, and also they are accountable to their people, given the democracy in those countries. It will be difficult for them to be sitting and shaking hands with somebody who is indicted by the ICC. And I think that's why the organizers, they felt that if Sudan would be represented actually by somebody other than President Bashir, then that will resolve the problem.
But Fuad, some people are saying that it seems the European Union's pressure on both Khartoum and the organizers has made it for President Bashir to pull out, and it's not fair. What do you say to that?
No, I think President Bashir has been to Libya a couple of times after the ICC indictment, and also Africa, Libya, it seems that it is abiding by the African Union decision not to cooperate with the issue of the ICC. I don't think there is an issue there in terms of that he might be detained or something. But I think, as I said, it is about that the summit to go ahead because of its importance, and not to be jeopardized just by a simple issue like that. And so therefore, I think even President Bashir understood that, or Sudan understood that, and they sent the Minister of Foreign Affairs instead of President Bashir.
So you think the organizers do not necessarily want the negative publicity that possibly President Bashir could generate if he attends the meeting in Libya?
Well, actually, if President Bashir went there, I don't think Libya will say to him, go back. But definitely because of the importance of the meeting and the organizers, I'm not very sure if they had a direct contact with Sudan in this regard, but it seems so. And Sudan accepted the argument for Bashir not to go, and therefore to be represented by the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
So far, do you think this meeting will go a long way to achieve its intended objective without this controversy that possibly could have ensued if President Bashir had been there?
I don't think there is any problem that another person could go representing Sudan, because the ICC decision is not about, it's not against the state of Sudan as a member of international institutions such as the African Union or the United Nations. And in the recent General Assembly of the United Nations, Sudan was represented and they had their speech. President Bashir was not there. And so the ICC is against personalities. And of course, these personalities in the capacity of being the president and being the head of the army and head of the political party, and the court is accusing President Bashir of taking that responsibilities of the different crimes that mentioned by the ICC. And therefore, he is, as an individual, he is accountable to this arrest warrant, and not necessarily the state of Sudan. And therefore, I think Sudan could continue be represented. But overall, of course, the issue of the ICC will limit the role of the president as part of his task and responsibility to represent the country in these kind of forums and in international cooperation. And definitely that's not in the interest of Sudan. However, the government is neglecting that, and they see that they could always continue being represented in these at the level below the president of Sudan.
So, Fuad, what do you make of the government's decision not to allow the president to go but to be represented by the foreign minister? What do you make of that decision?
I think for the government of Sudan at the moment, they are very, very busy with two important issues in Sudan. One is the benchmark of the comprehensive peace agreement with the referendum, and if it is going to be peaceful and the results of it is going to be accepted, and at the same time the consequences of the inevitable separation of South Sudan on the state of Sudan itself, and also on the government itself, and on the political party of the National Congress Party. And the second point is trying to find a solution to Darfur problem before the referendum. And I think these are the concerns, and less than the African Union and the European Union summit on investment and development. So I don't think Sudan now is having that at its top of its agenda. I don't think so.
So you think because of that, Sudan or President Bashir and his government are not necessarily bothered with him not going to the meeting in Libya?
And I don't think, as far as Sudan is represented by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I think he will be able to take his message and contribute in the meeting. But overall, Sudan, because of the ICC, it will not benefit by the decisions of the summit as far as investment and development aid that's coming from the European Union. As we know that Sudan did not ratify the Cotonou Agreement, and until now they didn't benefit from the money from the European Union, especially the 10th European Development Fund. And that will continue. So Sudan is losing a very important international development aid coming from the European Union because of the issue of the ICC, and it didn't ratify the ICC. The Rome Statute.
The African Union has decided not to cooperate with the ICC, and President Bashir was supposed to be on the side of the African Union during the meeting. Do you think that the African Union found itself between a rock and a hard place in this instance?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. If I understand you correctly, the African Union in the last summit in Uganda, they made it very clear that they are asking their members not to cooperate. But of course, you see every single state member, if they are members of the Rome Statute, they can act according to their own sovereign decision, whether they want to accept Bashir or not. So for Sudan, they think that they can contribute wherever they can, and if Bashir cannot go, it will be represented by the others. But as far as the African Union, they are not very concerned at this moment, because there is a decision that not to recognize the decisions, or not to abide by the decision of the ICC as far as Sudan is concerned.